Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 65th Berlin International Film Festival. This is an extract from the Berlinale Talent Masterclass entitled Shortcuts, a panel discussion dedicated to short films. In this extract, Tampere Film Festival director Jukka Pekka Laakso talks about the various trends he sees in short filmmaking and gives some advice to anyone looking to make their own short films.
I think that there's two different things, totally different things, that I find interesting. The first one is something which is driven by technology, the ability of creating worlds with the tools of cinema that before were only accessible to George Lucas, but now or big Hollywood studios, but now you can create worlds much easier with computers. And then it takes the imagination of the filmmaker to create new worlds or combine this, what we see, and something which is just imagination. And the other trend is, I think, a very personal level, where you actually need just you need a camera and maybe not even editing process, because one of the films in our examples of films is actually one shot film done with a very cheap camera, handheld, actually in Berlin during a festival, and it's just a man with a camera talking and shooting what he sees. So a very personal way. But of course then, if you have all the possibilities of technology, then it's something that overwhelms and you can impress even with let's say the idea doesn't have to be that big, but when you make something which is personal, which is small, then of course the ideas have to be big. So it's two totally different ways, but for me also, what I think is what I would like to see more is get back to, in a way, narrative structure. Not to be afraid of if we want to make an edgy film, you can work within a narrative structure, because there has been a trend of trying to make films that change and break the narrative and taking this from, let's say, the other arts. But personally, this is my very personal opinion, is that it has been kind of a dead end, and still the narrative structure is the one that allows you to go to a lot of directions to put your ideas inside and then also capture the audience. So you can make it a lot of things. And what we have seen here now on this small screen, you on the big screen, is also one trend is forget the genre you are doing. Because now exciting films, very often they look like a documentary, like The Butter Lamp. You start watching a documentary, then you realize that, no, this is just fiction. And The Last Bus is sometimes it is categorized as animation, sometimes fiction. You don't know what it is, and so on. So,
and I don't really care.
No trends.
Yeah. And I don't really care which
exactly.
One.
Exactly, I don't care either. It's categorizing. It's something that you have to do, especially if you make documentaries. It's a set of rules. But again, we are talking about, I think, in festivals like in Clermont-Ferrand, and I must say compliments to Jan. Jan is also with his short films, I think, on the cutting edge. And Arte production that we saw here, there was like Pride was actually a very, very normal narrative film, half an hour long, but it was brilliant film, won the best fiction film in Tampere. So it's so many different trends. But the cutting edge is that it's so easy. You just have to be better than the others.
To listen to the full panel discussion, other panel discussions from the 65th Berlinale and other film festivals and markets around the world, check out our Fred Extra channel. Thanks very much for listening, and stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.